אוכל מועדים בתחום שאין חייבים עולה חיימש עד שישקי בלב שבו. But here, even though we had before Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if Shigigas Kores Shmo Shkoge, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Afilo Hizid Belav, Vishogag Bekores, he's Chayev Akom. And according to Reish Lakish, you need Shigigas Lav also. But by Trume, the Tashlume Chaymish, Ein Chayovna Le Chaymish, Ad She Yishkoig Belav Shabo. Here we need a shigigas lav. Hakel moidim, man. So who is Abaye saying? What is the chiddush of Abaye? Rabbi Yochanan. That a fellow Rabbi Yochanan that holds. By chai v'krisus. A fellow hizid belav. He's also called a shigig. If shogag bekores, nis chai v'kob. But here you need shogag belav. So the Gemara asks pshite. Ki yama Rabbi Yochanan heichadika kotz. Rabbi Yochanan only said that shigigas kores gives him a din shogeg and he's chayev a kolben. Heiched leke kores loy. So what is the hava mina that according to Rabbi Yochanan here we wouldn't need shigigas lav? Pashteitze. There's no kores over here. So zicher the shgoge has to be in the lav. So the Gemara says, "Mahu detayme misa b'mokim kores emet." I would think that the misa b'day shamay, that azor is chayiv anechilas trume, this is equivalent to kores. V'chi shogag b'misa nami l'chayiv, that he should be mechuyev by a shigiges misa, even though he's in balav. You don't need a shigiges lav. Kabash Malon, so Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi is telling us, as is nishtazoi, that here you need the shigigas lav, the shigigas misa b'day shamayim, and the hizid b'lav will not give him a din shoigig to be mechayev achoymish. Rava Omar, misa b'mokim kores emedes, v'choymish b'mokim kolbim koi, so Rava is telling us, according to Rabbi Yochanan, just like a person is mechuyev a kolben, if hizid belag v'shogag bekores, the same vein, a person will be mechuyev a chaymish if shogag b'mise v'hizid belag. V'chaymish b'mokim kolben koi. Ramesh Zechayne Levrocha wants to say, what is the machlekes Abaye in Rove? So he wants to say as follows. The inyan of Tashlumei Chaymish, besides by Trume, that the halacha is that a Zor eats Trume b'shoigig, he pays a keren and a Chaymish, but the inyan of Chaymish we find by two other cases also. We find by Shvuas HaPekodin, there's a din keren b'chaymish, and we find by Me'ile, there's a din keren b'chaymish. So Rabbi Moshe says that Abaye held that Tashlumei Chaymish of Trume is mistame similar to the Tashlumei Chaymish of Me'ile and the Shvuas HaPekodin. Over there, why does one bring a Chaymish? There there's no Kores, there there's no Misa B'day Shamayim. So Al Kolchach, the Chaymish is for being over the lap. That's why you bring a Chaymish. Sai by Shavuos HaPekodin, Sai by Mila. Rabbi holds, Hizid b'Mila b'Misa. But Rachamim hold, Hizid b'Mila b'Lav. V'af al pi, can you bring a Chaymish? So we see the Tashlume Chaymish of Kol HaTayre Kule is for being over on the Lav. That's why you pay the Chaymish. So now if the Chiyiv Tashlume Chaymish by Achilas Trume is if Shogag, so he had to be shogag in the lav because you're paying the chaymish for being over the lav. So that was Shitas Abaye. So Abaye said, Afilo Rabbi Yochanan is made by kolbonis, because by kolbonis one brings the kolben for the shigigas kores. So Memela, so there could be hizik b'lav. Masha enke by tashlume trume, the din of tashlume chaymish is for the lav. So Memela, if the whole din of tashlume trume is only when he is a shogeg, so he has to be shogeg b'lav. That was the svara of Abaye. What does Rava say? Rava says, Misa b'mokim korosai medes, v'chaimish b'mokim kolbim koi. So, b'emisin the Rishonim amoirer, why does Rava have to say this, the second vote? V'chaimish b'mokim kolbim koi. He's chaylik with Abayas, he should have said, Misa b'mokim korosai medes. Just like Rabbi Yochanan held that a shigiges koris is mechayev a kolbin, so he held that a shigiges misa b'dei shemayim is chayev a choymish. Why does he have to go to say this vote, choymish b'mokim kolbin koi? So Agavuche the Rishonim say that Rava wants to tell us, according to Munbaz, if it would be hizid betrume v'shogag b'choymish, it also would be a din of tashlume karen v'choymish, according to Munbaz, v'choymish b'mokim kolbim koi, and according to Munbaz, shigigas kolbim shmo shkogim. So that's a psazaitik yidia, but who's talking according to Munbaz? Moshe wants to say that be'emesin it's pakant, taisvis and ksubis, taisvis and psochim, says that there's a difference of the chaimish of tashlumei trume and the chaimish of hegdish and the chaimish of mile. This is all pilpul by trume. You don't say kim lebe derab menei, and by mile you do say kim lebe derab menei. So Taisvis says that the chaimish of tashlumei trume is a kapore. The keren is also a kapore. So Memele, Ramesh wants to say, that is what Rav is madgish over here. You cannot, the whole yisod of Abaye was, because Abaye was midame, the chaimish of Tashlumei Trume to the chaimish of Shavuos HaPikadon and the chaimish of Meile, and just like over there, the chaimish is for being over the lav, because there's not more there than a lav. So here also the chaimish is for the lav, so therefore you need a shigigas lav. Rav said, no, chaimish b'mokim kolbim koi. The chaimish of tashlumei trume, even though mathematically it's the same amount, but it's not the same chaimish of me'ile and shvuas apikot. There it's chaimish mamayne. Here it's a kapore. So me'ile, so it has different characteristics. So since it's b'mokim kolbim koi, so me'ile faker. So just like by kolbonis, the kolbin is not for the shigiges lav, the kolbin is for the shigiges koris. So memele here, the chaimich, which is b'mokim kolbin koi, is before the shigiges misa b'day shemayim, not for, so it'll be according to Rove, afilo hizit b'lav. Afilo hizit b'lav, v'shogeg b'misa b'day shemayim, he also has a din, of Achilles Tashlumei Trume B'Shoigik, and there's a din of Tashlumei Trume. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Hakel Moidim B'Trume. Zor She'ochal Trume B'Shoigik, Mishalem Chaimish Al Shigigosai. Dechsiv Ki Yoichal Koidish B'Shkoge. So there it says the din of Tashlumei Trume. Avol meizid ein meisef chaimish v'chayev misa bidei shemayim v'chsi u'meisu boi ki yechalalu v'somach lei v'chol zol ayechol kodesh. So by a meizid he's chayev misa bidei shemayim and v'somach lei v'chol zol ayechol kodesh, and that's going on a zor who eats kodesh v'meizid. Now so Abaye said that here you need shogag b'lav shebo. So Rashi says, what's the case of shogag b'lav shebo? Kisavol chulin, he thought that this trume was chulin, ve'ein kan lav, so he didn't know that there's a lav on this achila. It is a modna Rashi. Why did Rashi have to say that that's the case of shogag b'lav shebo? Rashi could have said he didn't know there's a lav to eat trume. The Maram and the Chiddush Yaran ask this kasha. The Chiddush Yaran says a very interesting teretz. He says that the mashmois hagemore is, what did Abaye say? Abaye said that הקל מוידים בתרומה, שאין חיובים עליו חיימש, עד שישגג בלאב שבו. If he was shogag בלאב, so ממילא, so he's חייב in תשלומי תרומה. The rehitis lotion of Abaye would seem what was with the Misa B'day Shamayim. Advice is, it doesn't have to be a shogag b'misa b'day shamayim. It's the lashon of Abaye Vaistois, that by tashlume trume, if it was shogag b'lav, the hizid b'misa b'day shamayim, he also has a din of achilas azol shachal trume b'shoigik. That's, as long as shogag b'lav, ad sheyik shkoig b'lav shebo. So Rashi had a kasha, how is it possible that a person should know there's misa b'day shamayim by trum and he doesn't know there's a lav? Because Rashi mentioned before, how do you know there's misa b'day shamayim? It says, umeisa b'ikiya chalalu, v'samach le'vachol zor le'yechol kodesh. So the whole limut that we know that a person is chayim misa b'day shamayim is because that somach v'chol zol la'yechol kodesh. So we know that the meisa b'kechlu was speaking about achilas trume because it says bald nochtem v'chol zol la'yechol kodesh. So Rashi had a kasha. So how is it possible this person knows that yechayim misa b'day shamayim and trume and he does not know that a zor is not allowed to eat trume? It's very interesting. If the whole makir that Chazal knew was out the smiches, umeisa boiki yichalalu v'chol zola yoichol kodesh. So how did he know this? So therefore, Rashi, but the mashmoisa gemore is mashme that it's shayich, that it should be shogag belav v'hizid b'mise. So therefore, Rashi says, because he didn't know that this is trume. He didn't know this is trume, so he didn't know that there's a lav. But he knows that it's very interesting that this is called Shogag Belav Vehizid Bemisah. I mean, if you're looking on this thing, he doesn't know there's Misa on this thing either. If you're looking Be'etzem, he knows that there's a lav also. Abul Kaponim, that is what the Chedushi Haran says. That Rashi wanted a chapa on this seal to tell us a seal of Shogag Belav Vehizid Bemisah. Misa d'chsiv betrume b'mokim kores d'shar averes. V'choymesh d'shigiges trume b'mokim korben d'shigiges shar averes. L'rab yoichanen machayev choymesh ha-shigiges misa. Sogt die Gemara weiter. Omar avhune hoyo mahalach b'midbar. A person is walking in a midbar ve'eine yoideya ein mosai Shabbos. And he doesn't know when Shabbos is. He doesn't know which day of the week is, when Shabbos is going to be. He lost the cheshbon. He doesn't know what day it is and when Shabbos is going to be. Meine shisha yomim. So he starts counting, when he started thinking already, soma libay, what day of the week is it? So he starts counting shisha yomim. Umishamer yoimechot. In the seventh day, he's Meshama. We'll see later exactly what he does the seventh day, what he does all 6 days. Chiyah barav oimer Meshamer yoimechot. No. He's Meshamer yoimechot. So we'll see Rashi says that if the suffix was Neila today, so tomorrow he's Meshamer yoimechot, that should be Shabbos. And then later, Omay Neshisha. So that means, according to Chiyah Barav, Shabbos is the next day, then after Shabbos you have 6 weekdays. And according to Rav Hune, you start counting 6 days, including this day, and then the seventh day is Shabbos. B'mai kamiflegi, mar sovar kibiryoso yisheloilo. That his Shabbos has to be like the Biryosei Shalom, just like when the world was created, there were first Sheisha Shimei Maise, and then came Shabbos. So Mamela, without having any idea what the Emes of Shabbos is, so he has to be a Shema Shabbos, a Ki Biryosei Shalom. Umar Sovar, Ki Adam Arishin was created Erev Shabbos, so first, the next day was Shabbos, and then he counted 6 days. So Mamela, that this person is also the same on Hogan. Meisvei. היה מהלך בדרך, we learned הברי סבין הידי אימוסי שבס, he doesn't know when Shabbos is, משמר יוים אחד לשישה. So the Pashtus Aloshan would seem that after 6 days, he's משמר יוים אחד for the שישה ימי אחר. מי לב מי נשישה, משמר יוים אחד. No, so the Gemara says, no, לאי משמר יוים אחד ומי נשישה. יוים אחד לשישה could mean he's יוים אחד and then he's מי נשישה. יהוכי משמה יום אחד לשישה, משמה יום אחד ומיין לשישה מבוי לי, the lotion isn't good. ואוי תן יהוי מהלך בדרך, אוי במדבר, בין ידי אמס אי שבס, מיין לשישה משמה יום אחד. It says clear in the next בראיסה, that he counts 6 days and משמה יום אחד. תיופתה דחיה ברב תיופתה. So we see clear, that the Seder is that he's my neshisha and mishama yoyim echad. Omar Rove, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, now in the sheisha shemei achil, oise loy kedei parnesosoy. And the Rishonim say, what does kedei parnesosoy mean? That he, the minimum amount that he needs to live, so that he does all 6 days. Bar meyahu yoime. Besides the Shabbos he doesn't even do the minimum amount. Frek de gemore vahu yoime leimus. So he's going to die. Bishloime if all 6 days he eats a geheri gesude. So mameila, so we'll say he could afford to fast on Shabbos. But akol yoime v'yoime oiseloi kedei parnasosai each day. Each day is doch a sofik Shabbos. So the only heter is kedei parnasosai, he's only permitted to do malachim, that he should have the minimum amount of food that he should be able to exist that day. More than that, luxuries he can't have. It's a suffix deraisa. It's a suffix chilul Shabbos. So memeila, so he only does the minimum amount. So if he does the minimum amount, if he won't have the Shabbos, he's going to die Shabbos. Vahu yoyim aleimus? So the Gemara says, the Ovid may esmel shtei parnosis. No, Erev Shabbos will do for 2 days. So the Gemara says, what kind of cheshbon is this? Vidulma may esmel Shabbos avoy. How is he allowed to do for 2 days esmel, the day before Shabbos? Maybe that's the real Shabbos. And the only heter he has is pikuach nefoshis. So pikuach nefoshis is kedei parnosos, not shtei parnosis. The Gemara says, "Elo kol yoyim v'yoyim oisoloi parnasos." Each day he works only for the minimum amount he needs to exist. Afilu ahu yoyim. In that day he also does. So memeila, so bekitza, he works all 7 days. In fact, the Gemara v'ahu yoyim b'may min kalei. So what is pshat? That the seventh day is Shabbos. What is the seventh day different than all 6 days? All 6 days he doesn't do malacha, only als the heter apikuach nefesh, that he does Shabbos also. And for the Gemara, b'kedusha b'yavdalta. That Shabbos, he makes kiddush and havdalah. Before we'll see Rashi, the bir halacha is ma'ire, l'chaire, it's we're playing Russian roulette over here. I mean, each day is the chasofik, maybe he's mechalo Shabbos. And one day, he's ich mechalo Shabbos. I mean, because Shabbos he's also doing melacha. So yes, the lechayre would have been preferable that let's say let him work 3 days and he won't do any melacha 4 days. And the chances are, he has a chance, Hastis, that Mistame, he won't be Mechalo Shabbos. So the Mishnah Brura says that's Aranetze. That's, we see this from our Gemara also. He says because if he only works each day Kedei Parnasosoi, so Afilu, when it is Shabbos, that's how called he's a Mechalo Shabbos. He's Bevari not a Mechalo Shabbos. Because Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos. That means so Shabbos is permitted to do malacha also. You're going to make a cheshbon that 3 days you're going to start playing games. That 3 days is going to prepare for the 4 days. So could be there's right chances, could be he's not Mechal Shabbos at all. Or believe that he said there's a possibility he might be Mechal Shabbos. He might be Mechal Shabbos, could be Shabbos is in these 3 days. So there he's, so it's a Sufik Mechal Shabbos. And here's Vadai not a Mechal Shabbos. Here's Vadai not a Mechal Shabbos. The Magen Avraham asks Akasha, why isn't he allowed to do Malacha each day als Roif? That means, the day number one is today Shabbos, or Chol. No, Roiv of the day is Chol. So, in Mail I have a Birur of Roiv, like Roiv of Materi Suri Deraisa, so why can't you be Seimach on Roiv? So, there's a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says Shabbos is Kavua. That means, just like, if there are 7 stores in front of you, and one sells Basar Treife, and 6 sell Basar Kshere, and I'm in China, I don't know how to speak Chinese, they don't know how to speak Yiddish, and I'm gonna go, so I have the 7 chances. If I go into 6 of the stores, I'm gonna end up with kosher flesh. I go into one of the stores, and get up with Treife flesh. But the suffix is noilad b'mokim akvis. That means there's in the taruvis of 7 stores, in the taruvis of 7 stores, there's one store that's treif. So we have a klal kol kevua kemechza metzadom. If you have a suffix in a taruvis, and in this taruvis this kavua is sir, so there's a din kol kevua kemechza metzadom. So the Magen Avraham says you have 7 days. You have 7 days. And in these 7 days, one day is Shabbos, so you can't say Roy. It's called Kevua Kemechza or Mechze. Agav Uche, the Chsam Sefer is Ma'orer, that L'chayre, the day I'm holding L'chayre is Porush. This is not from the 7 days. This day is Porush from the 7 days. That means the day I'm living in is L'chayre Porush from the other days of the week. So L'chayre Sheva Din Porush not Kavua. You have to know if it's a Daraisa Dike Kavua, if it's a Darabonon Dike Kavua. That we have to know. But Al Kaponim, the Magen Avraham says it's a Kavua. There's another Shaila, there's a very interesting Bir Haloche. The Bir Haloche clears Shabbos, does he wear tefillin or doesn't he wear tefillin? What's the Shabbos? So the Bir Haloche says, first of all, if it's not an emissary kavua, this kavua is not so posh. Maybe it's taka porush. It's only you saw the precious. So it's a kavua derabon, and he's not sure what the Magen Avraham means. So he says, so does he wear tefillin on Shabbos? So he says, so lechayre, if it's not a deraisa dike kavua, so memele, so Yevroiv, so Roiv is telling me, Hastis, that today is a Vochentov, so you have to wear tefillin. And then he says, afilo, it's a deraisa dike kavua, so you say, sofik deraisa lechumre. It's a sofik, if I am a chuy, you have to wear tefillin today, so you should wear tefillin. Then the Bir Haloche says, so he says you should wear tefillin. Then the Bir Haloche says a very interesting svore, which I don't know if we would ever think of such a svore. So the Bir Haloche says, he has another cheshbon that he should wear tefillin on his Shabbos. Why? On the cheshbon of Sofik Daraisa, Lechumre, or Roiv. So he says, why is one potter from wearing tefillin on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a ois. So he says, what's the ois of Shabbos? The ois of Shabbos is that you were made that without doing with Shavis on Shabbos, so that's Meir and that the Rabbein Shalom was Shavas Mikol Malach. So that is the ois of Shabbos. He says this person doesn't have an ois. What is the ois of this day? What is this day different than all other days? All other days, all the days of his week, he does the same thing today like yesterday and does. Well, see, that way he says Kiddush and Abdullah, that he holds, that is not an ois. The Iker ois he holds is the ois of the Shvisim and Meloche. And by him, this day is not a greater ois on this day than all other 6 days.
They want to say as far as Amayli is a mechuyev till nafilat Shabbos, because by him Shabbos doesn't have a noise. I just thought, I heard from a few people as far, I always thought it was Amaratzis, but could be there's something to it. I heard from a few people, they like Tfilin Chalamoid. Why do they like Tfilin Chalamoid? Because they were told, if you work Chalamoid, you like Tfilin Chalamoid. That's what they were told. So I never understood what the Cheshbon is. There's a Machlekes HaPoiskim of Chalamoid is Chayiv B'Tfilin. What's that? You work Chalamoid. Either you're allowed to work, you're not allowed to work. If you're not allowed to work, you're allowed to work, your job is a davar ha'ovit, so it's a davar ha'ovit. So, but my shmita leitzel al sinai, there's a machloikis ha'poiskim, is chalamoid is mantvil, and chalamoid is not mantvil. So what does it have to do with working all of a sudden? If you're an amatzim of davar ha'ovit, you're a davar ha'ovit, faltik, but what does that have to the machloikis? But according to this bir aloche, efshe take makes sense. Because if Lamaise, if he doesn't work Chalamoid, he'll lose his job. Fantic, so he has to work. By him, so him, the whole Chalamoid is like a weekday. So could be by, Atilu Chalamoid is an ice, if we will assume this, Biraloch is Svore. Atilu Chalamoid is an ice, but by him it's not Nikar the ice. So Memeila, so could be the Deshtaka Svora. So if you're working Beheta, could be your Mechuyiv to wear tefillin. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Moine Vov, Miyoim Shesom Eliboy Shikhosoy. From the day he started realizing that he doesn't know what day it is, u'mishamer hashvi. So that day is number one, he counts 6 days, and then he's mishamer hashvi. Chiyah Barav said, mishamer yoim echad u'moin nevoch. V'chol yoim shesom aliboy einay mishamer. That day is einay mishamer, v'shema osa meloche. Maybe he did meloche that day, so that day you can't use for Shabbos. Avo yoim hamochos mishamer. He also doesn't do meloch el kedei parnasus hayoy. Kibir yasei shaloylam, yimei chayl nimnu tchila. That's how the Briyas Olam was. First came the yimei chayl and then came yimei Shabbos. Kodam arishin, shenivro ve'erev Shabbos, v'yayim rishin leminyoni. The next day was Shabbos. Yom echad l'shisha mashme levov she'ovru. After the 6 days, he's going to Yom echad. So the Gemara says that every day does kedei panasosoi, and Shabbos he doesn't do kedei panasosoi. Like the Gemara, Yom aleimus bet miya. So the Gemara says, no, so he'll do erev Shabbos, he'll do double panasosoi. Like the Gemara, v'dil mesmo Shabbos have. The nimtze mechalo Shabbos sheloy lepikuach nefesh. He has no heter to do double parnasa. So the Gemara says, so in what way is it nikir that, so what's the Shabbos different than all other days of the week? The kiddushe va'avdalta. Lezikorin ba'alme, sheyehei loy shom yoim choluk mishar yomim, loy tishtakach Shabbos mimenu. The whole inyan of the Kiddush Vavdol, Rashi seems to say, I mean, this whole thing is a lechayra joke. I mean, that's what he's shomer this day Shabbos saying Kiddush Vavdol, lechayra, I mean, the chances are it's not Shabbos. Lezikorin ba'alme, but the holy should have a zikorin of Yoyma Shabbos, שיהי לו ישום אין דה מידבו שאיב יוים חולות משאר יום ולא תשתקח שבס ממנו. He should know that there's a יוים שבס. This Kiddush Vavdole, so does he make a broche? And this Kiddush Vavdole, what does he do? לחייר את הסופיק. So the Mishnah Brura says in Shari Tzin, he makes a broche. And he learned Pshat in this Rashi, that there was a takone de rabbonon, that Shaloitishtakach Shabbos Mimenu, so he should have a Zikoron of the Yom HaShabbos. And the Zikoron is of saying Kiddush V'Avdol, it was a Takona the Rabbono. So the Rabbono was mistaken. You say Kiddush, Navdole, and then Biralochi says you say a Shabbos like Shemayna Esrei. Yeah, David brings on a Machloikis and does. He says you do say a Shabbos like Shemayna Esrei. The Mishnah says, but L'man Hashem, don't wear tefillin while you're saying the Shabbos like Shemayna Esrei. Because, do stimmt doch nicht. This is Mamish Atarti Desasri. To wear tefillin you have to wear because that was the Cheshman before. But not while you're saying the Shabbos like Shemayna Esrei. Because that's not by Kiddush also. About Kaponim, about the, it's, the Kiddush and the Avdol is at the Rabbonon. That's how he assumes. The Ritva Grad asks the Kashe, how is he allowed to make a broche? And the Ritva would seem Kiddush and Avdol is at the Reise, and the broche of Atol is only at the Rabbonon. So Mela, that's why he can get away with making Kiddush and Avdolah. If it's a derais, I don't understand close, so why don't you make Kiddush for Avdolah every day? I mean, that's l'chayre atayin. If Kiddush Avdolah is a derais, just like the Mishnah Berurah wanted to say, you wear tefillin every day, al tzofik deraisa lechumra, lechayri should make Kiddush v'Avdol every day al tzofik deraisa lechumra. There's a din of kavua. Then one tzad, the Ritva says that could be you, one tzad, the Ritva says that you make without Hashem, without Hashem and Malchus. Just say Kiddush v'Avdol like this. Either if you have pas or yain, he doesn't see how he has yain in the midbar, so he says Kiddush and Abdullah pas. If he doesn't have that either, he says in Shmei Nesrin, he'll be yaitze with that. That's how the Ritva says pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Oisei kedei panasosei. He does the minimum amount, what he needs in order to exist. Avo lahalech. Yochel kol ma sheyirtze. Now Rashi, so the Gemara speaks about the melachis. He oisek kedei parnasosa. What about hiluch chutz l'tchum? So each day is also a shayla. Maybe he's going chutz l'tchum. Aval halach yochel kol ma sheyirtze. Rak biyoyim shemeshama he doesn't go. The ilav hochi. Let's be flum. Let us say, just like it's Oisik and Dei Panasosa, maybe it's Shabbos. So we'll say also, he won't be Hoylech Utzlatchum. The Ilav Hochi, if he'll be flum and Hilach also, Liyagia Loilam Liyishuv. If he's going to be flum, and each Shabbos he's the one called Utzlatchum, so he'll remain there forever. So there'll be a lot of Chilu Shabbosis, Fakert. Then it's so the other Rishayim Nemesel Skedai L'Chalos Shabbos Achas Desh Yishma Shabbos Isarbe. Let him get out of the midbar already. If you're going to say that he can't go Chutz L'Tchum each day, so Mameil Chutz L'Tchum he can zicher go. So all 6 days he goes, he can go as far as he can get to get out of the midbar. Oh, the comma, but Shabbos. The Shabbos, the Yom Shem Shama, not that he doesn't go Chutz L'tchum. V'hod de koma b'may minka, mishum de'ein ze heker Shabbos ma she yoyshe v'ein oylech. That's not called the heker. Sheiv al pas is not called the heker. That happens. There has to be a heker. Inami, that's one mahalach in Taisus. Inami afilu b'yoyim shem shama oylech, k'may she roitze. No, you go on Shabbos also. The second teretz of Rav Peiris. So the second teretz of Taisvis holds that if he would not go, so that alone would be called a heker, that he's not doing what he does b'chol. No, he goes on Shabbos also. So Mamela, so the only Shabbos tikizach is that he makes Kiddush. So the Biraloche wants to bring a raya from the second teretz of Tosfos that he likes tefillin.
Because if he wouldn't like tefillin, so there's a, and Taisus in the second Teretz holds, not doing is also a heker. Taisus, why need Kiddush v'avdola? It's minka, he doesn't go. So he doesn't like tefillin. So Taisus, he does like tefillin. So my male said, only heker is only Kiddush v'avdola. Now that what he goes, chutz l'tchum, that what he goes, chutz l'tchum, the Shabbos. Why is he permitted to do this? So it seems as a machlokes harishonim. The Ran by us says as follows. Hoyel utchumim derabonon. He says there were makel that he should go, afilu on his Shabbos, on the middle of the day that it's Shabbos, hoyel utchumim derabonon. Since the old utchumim is a derabonon, so therefore they were makel. The Magen Avraham brings a raya from this Ran. The Magen Avraham is a different shaila. In this Shabbos, this day that he holds Shabbos, what's with Shvusim Derabonon? He's not allowed to do Melachos D'Oraisa, but what's with Shvusim Derabonon? So the Magen Avraham brings a raya from this Ran that he's also b'shvusim derabonon. They gave it a din Shabbos, so it's also b'shvusim also. But the Yisrael Tchumim, they were makel. Hoyel Tchumim, he's allowed to go. Hoyel Tchumim derabonon. You don't say sofik derabonon lekula. Since they gave it a din Shabbos, Magen Avraham shtals it to Yom Tov Sheni. Yontif Shaini is a din Yontif also als Sveike de Yoime. And they didn't differentiate between Melochis de Yerais and Melochis de Rabbonon. And if it's a din Yontif, so it's also in all the din Yontif. So here also, they gave it a din Shabbos, so it's also in everything. It's also in the Rabbonon's also. You don't say here something to Rabbonon Lekula. But Tchumim, if it's Tchumim, they were Meikel. They want him to get out of the Midbar, so they were Meikel by Tchumim. The Emerson, the Loshen Ha'er Zeruah, is also very much mashma like this. The Zeruah says, on Shabbos, he brings down Tosis, he's allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. But what's with carrying? The Tibbalos, Na'al Azachen Doden. So he says, U'moylech Olof Kol Nechosov, the high midbar kalmelis. Mishum chayi nefesh, he tiru chachomet. So again, maistais from the Erzurua, he has to say a shtik teire. It's chayi nefesh, so me mele, they were matter. Obo stama zaya de rabbonon, they weren't matter. That means just the Yisra Tchumim, they were matter. Or the Yisra Hitzo. The Ramban, when the Ramban says this heter that he's mutter to go chutz l'tchum in Shabbos, so the Ramban says lefi she tchumim midivrayim ubechol shehu midivrayim loygosu. He says a few more words what the Rishonim don't say. Maybe they held like that. Ubechol shehu midivrayim loygosu. Whatever so he's given, not like the Magen Avraham that he's permitted to do all the rabbonim. In the Emerson, it's a machlokes the Leor Rabbe and the Magen Avraham. The Leor Rabbe says he's mutter no shvusim, and the Mishnah Berurah is maker like the Leor Rabbe. But the Loshna Ramban take, or Zer Shtark Oiskevism, like the Leor Rabbe. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, im hoya makir, mikzas hayoim she yotzaboy, oise melocha kol hayoim kulo. So what does this mean? Im hoy yom makir mitzvah yom sheyotza boy. So Rashi, loy she zocher eize yom b'shabbes hoy. Not he remembers which day he left. El zocher, this is the mitzvah that he remembers. El zocher shehayom yom shlishi litziyosei. Now he remembers that this is the third day since he went out. This is his third day in the midbar. ומתוך כך, but exactly which day he went out, he can't remember. ומתוך כך, but one thing he does know. ידע, שמיינה לציוסי איסה מלוכה, כל יום חס. That 8 days after the Yom HaYetziyah, to do Melocha. V'chein lo'ilam, v'adai zehu Yom sheyotza boy. V'kim leide b'Shabbos lo'yotza, shebi yishev lo'yshochachas ha'Shabbos. So memele, so if he remembers, he does not remember exactly which day he went out, which day of the week, but al kochoch, the day he left the yeshiva was not Shabbos. So memele, and so he now knows how many days it is after he left. It's 3 days from the day he left. So he knows every 8 days from the day he left, he's allowed to do meloche. That day is zicha, not Shabbos. And in the poskim it says, so fakel, that day he should do for the whole week. If he can do for the whole week, he should do for the whole week, because that day is no suffix whatsoever. Frag de Gemara Pshite. There's a Shaila Dachstach Me on the Yad David. What'll be if, let's say, the ninth day, we're having a person that it was some alibi, what the days are. So Aloche, when the Suffolk was Noilet, from that day he starts counting the first day, and then he starts counting, the seventh day will be Shabbos. That was the Takone. So what happens if the Suffolk, the whole thing was Noilet by him the ninth day? The ninth day, he started thinking, oh, what day of the week is this? Then that's when the Suffolk was Noilet by him. So the din is when the suffix they start counting 6 days and the seventh day, but the ninth day this will be klal. This day is ichanat Shabbos. That's for sure. So memele, they bring down a shaila what to do. It's not mistava that he should make that day Shabbos when he knows klal that day is ichanat Shabbos. Al koponim, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Im hoyemake mitzas ayem sheyotze boy oisem alocha kol ayem kut." Frag the Gemara pshite, "Vashteitzer, this is he's not telling us chidushim." So the Gemara says, "Mau de taime kiven de Shabbos loy nofik." That's for sure. He didn't go out Shabbos. The mali shabso nami loy nofik. So mestama erev Shabbos, he also didn't go out. Zavahai inami b'chamisha b'shabbos anofik, so l'chayre erev Shabbos the person doesn't go out, it's kovet Shabbos. So the day he went out, the worst it could be, he went out on a Thursday. Is lishterei lemeved melochet reyoyme. So memele salkaponim, if I know that this is 8 days from when he went out, so Al-Kapon Ma'ash should be permitted to do Malacha the next day also, because some Arab Shabbos didn't go out. Kamash Malon, Zimnim Damashkech Shairosa Mikri V'Nofik. Now, if you're only working with Cheshbonis, this is not an Oiska Halten Cheshbon. Could be you went out Arab Shabbos also. Yera Shayore then, and later you wouldn't have had it, so Mamela, so could be. So Als Cheshbon alone, this is not a Cheshbon to prove that the day that he went out was not Erev Shabbos. Zot Rashi, b'mali Shabbos anami lo'y nofik. He didn't go out Erev Shabbos. Then derech lotzis ne'kvayt ha'Shabbos. Al kein kol yoyim ches v'tes l'tziyos el'ishtari. D'leke l'sfukinu b'Shabbos. So the Gemara says that, no, there's still a sofik, could be he went out Erev Shabbos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hayoideya Iker Shabbos. We had in the Mishnah two halachas. Halacha number one was if he knew Iker Shabbos, and he did not know, he knew about Shabbos, but he did not know what day this was, he made a mistake in the dates. So then he brings a chatos al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos.
If it was Shachachike Shabbos, he didn't know Bechlau, Koloshecheachike Shabbos, so then he brings one coat. That was the two halachas that the Mishnah started off with. Minoahani Mili, that if Bechlau, he forgot Bechlau about Shabbos, he wasn't aware of Shabbos, then he brings one chatas on all the Shabbosos. If he knew about Shabbos, but he didn't, he made a mistake, he was a shoygik, on which day Shabbos fell out, and it was machal many Shabbosos, then he has to bring one kol machatos, al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Bar Avue, trei kroi ksivi. There are two psukim. And fakert, we medame each posik to a different seal. One posik is v'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Urchsi v'er shabsoisai tishmoilu. Okay, so v'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos shmira achas l'shabbosois harbe. This is one shmire for many Shabboses. V'shabsoisai tishmoiru shmira achas l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Harashi explains the drosha. Mino ani mili sheyesh mechalo b'shabbosis harbe v'chayiv achas al kulon v'yesh mechalo lon v'chayiv al kol Shabbos. Zug de gemore ochi garsin. Okay, so v'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos shmira achas. One shmira is sufficient. Pasuk is speaking about one Shabbos. Mashme she'einai makpid ela al ha'achas. There's only one Shabbos, but it should have been v'shamru, and it wasn't v'shamru. So we're only worried about one Shabbos. So what is this Shabbos? This Shabbos is Ikur Shabbos. He has to know that there's a Shabbos. That's the first case. If he didn't know Bechlau that there's a Shabbos, so Memele, so the Chiv Kolban is for not knowing that there's such a Dinyin as Shabbos. Behocha Ksiv Es Shabsoisai Tishmoire. There's a Tviya why he didn't know about this Shabbos, why he didn't know about this Shabbos. Akula Kopit. V'loi Moschon Elo L'chachomim. V'loi Dion Misvore. Hai B'shochach Iker Shabbos. That means, when is the chiyuv for not knowing about one Shabbos? If he didn't know that he brings a kolban, if he didn't know bechlal about Shabbos, or shecheichikir Shabbos. The chodesh shkogi, so that is his shkogi. The shkogi is he did not know about Shabbos. So even though he was machal on many Shabboses, but the shkogi was, he did not know about Shabbos. He didn't know about the whole union of, he didn't know about ikir Shabbos. V'hai, v'shabsoisai tishmoiru, v'hai b'shoicheyach shehayoim Shabbos. He knew about Shabbos, but he didn't know that this day is Shabbos. Avol yedeye ikir Shabbos, dikol amei meyomim shebetayim, avi yediye lachalik. So then there's a chiyuv for each Shabbos, for not being shomer each Shabbos, for this Shabbos, next Shabbos, next Shabbos. So therefore you bring many korbanos. So that is how Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Bar Avue darshit. Maskif lo Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok ad Rabbe Ibcha Mestavre. I agree with you that in these two psukim we learn out the Chilukei Dinim, but the Oifen Adrosh is Punkfaker. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos shmira achas l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That fakert, here there's a chiyuv shmire for each Shabbos, as a Shabbos. V'shabsoisai tishmoiru, even though there were many Shabbosoi, shmira achas l'shabsoisai l'shabsoisai harbe. There's one chiyuv shmire for many Shabbosois. Zogt Rashi, ibcha mistabra. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, mashm shmira achas l'shabsoisai achas. For each Shabbos, there's a chiyuv shmire. And the Mele, if there was, he was unaware, he didn't, wasn't Mekayim the Shmira, he has to bring a Korban for each other. The whole machlokes is how to dash. My the yalef mama haikra, yalef mama either. But lemaisa there's no machlokes in halacha. Just the shaila is, as the Ritva says, lahagdir teira ladira, on which psukim are we masmech these two halachas. Now, we had in the Mishnah a second case and a third case. The second case is speaking about Hayedeya Shehu Shabbos. That's the third case. The second case is speaking about he knows about Shabbos. The second case is Hayedeya Iker Shabbos. But also Meloche Isharbe B'Shabbos Isharbe. Chayv Al Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos. If he does not know that today is Shabbos, so then, and he did many melachos, so he brings one called machatas for all the melachos he did. If he knew that today is Shabbos, but he didn't know that these melachos are also, so then he brings va'asa melachos harbe, so then he brings a korban for each melach. Ayedeya Shuhu Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Maishno Reishe U Maishno Seife. Why in the Reishe, when he did not know that today is Shabbos? So then he brings, even though he did many melachos, he only brings one called Mechatos. And in the Seife, when he knew that today is Shabbos, and didn't know that these melachos are also, then he brings on each melach a different chatos. Omar Rav Safre, kan miyidiyesh Shabbos hu peirish, ve kan miyidiyesh Melocha hu peirish. Let us see Rashi. Maishno Reisha, the Shigigas Shabbos uzdoin Melochis, loy mechai ve laachas. In the Reisha, he did not know that today is Shabbos. He did know, but he knew to do melachos on Shabbos. He knew ganz hulche Shabbos, but he did not know that today is Shabbos. Loi mechayev ela achas lechol Shabbos. He's only chayev on kol. V'seifet is doin Shabbos v'shigigis melachos. The seifet knew that today is Shabbos. But he did not know that these melachos are also chayev on kol melachos melachos. What is the difference? So Rav Safra said, kan miyidiyes Shabbos hu peirish. Reisha, the Reisha, he didn't know, there was Dain Melochis, he knew that Melochis is also on Shabbos, he didn't know that today is Shabbos. Reisha ki omru lei Shabbosu, they're going to tell him, you know, today is Shabbos. Peirish mina Melochis, today is Shabbos, so he'll stop the Melochis he's doing. Umakir shechoto, by telling him it's Shabbos, he has an akoras achet, va'alkach humevi kol. So it seems Rav Safra said, the yediyah, the sibbe, that he's makir the chet al yodoy, and because of that he brings the kolbun, the sibbe that he's makir the chet, that's how many kolbonus he has to bring. Hilka. Shigige Shabbosi. Here, how is he makir the chet? By telling him it's Shabbos. He has to bring aces, that what brings him the Koras Achet, he has to bring the Korban on that. Kan miyidiyas melochis upeirish, ki omri lei Shabbosu, the second case, I'll tell you, no, today is Shabbos. He also knows it's Shabbos, loy porish. Donami yoda. Ki omri lei meloche chshuve hizu, but they tell him, this is a meloche, Porish, Hilkach, Arminia Melochis, Yovi. It seems that Rav Safra held the Sibis, Aprisha Minachet. That is what one brings the Kolben. So here the Sibis Aprisha is by telling him that this is a Melochis, this is a Melochis, this is a Melochis. So Memela for each Sibis, he has to bring a Kolben. And here the Sibis, you tell him it's Shabbos. He knows the Melochis are also.
So Rav Nachman said, if you're looking at the Sibis HaPrisha Minachet, Klum Parish Mishabis, Elo Mishum Melochis, Klum Parish Melochis, Elo Mishum Shabbos. Zot Rashi, Klum Parish, if you're looking at the Sibis HaPrisha is the idea of both. He found that one now, but the Sibis HaPrisha, that Koros HaChet, is the idea of both. Klum parish mishabes ala mishum dechi oide shabesu. Hikir shechota ala melochis. Uklum pirish mi melochis kloima a yidei yidiis ha melochis ala mishum shabesu. Yom ole melochis ay nikir shechilo shabes. It seems the Gemara meant to ask if you're looking at the Sibes HaPrisha, the Sibes HaPrisha minachet is both. So how do you know here to look at the melochis and here to look at the Shabbos? Elo amar Rav Nachman, Kolben de Chayev Rachmona Amai Ashkoge. Verkehrt, the Kolben is that what was misaviv, the Chet. Hosam Chod Ashkoge, Ochet Tuv Ashkoge Saviv. He says the source of the Chet, the reason of the Chet. So, and that Shkoge, he brings a Kolben. So Memele, so that's the Chilik. The Chilik is, so here the Shkoga was Dain Melachis. Here he knew that today is Shabbos. He knew that Melachis are also in Shabbos. He didn't know that today is Shabbos. So Memele, so there the Shkoga was in Shabbos. So he only brings a Chatos on Shabbos. And here the Shkoga was, he didn't know these Melachis was. Zog the Gemara weiter. Chayev al kol meloche umeloche. Now, the last case, it's speaking about Zdoin Shabbos v'shigiges meloches. So he brings a korban on each meloche. Frag the Gemara chiluk meloches minolam. Now we have to appreciate the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara frag the chamuridike kasha. The aloche is, by all korbonis, if a person was over the same aveira many times, behele mechot, he was ignorant of the fact that he's doing the aveira. So when he finds out, he brings one kol. Because he was over one iser many times, with one halomas, he brings one kol. That means if a person eats 20 zesim of chaylev, and all these 20 zesim were eaten because he didn't know that it was chaylev, or didn't know that chaylev is osa, so Mamela, after he finds out, he brings one kol. Now, a person did 39 melochis. He was over one aveira. He was over the aveira leisase, the isar abasis meloche. That's the aveira he was over. The oven he was over, the ksive is a meloche, the zri is a meloche, afi is a meloche, but the aveira, these are only oifanim, how he was over the aveira. But he was over one aveira 39 times behelem echa. Afal pikein, it says in the Mishnah that you bring a kolben, a separate kolben on each meloche. So the Gemara asks a legitimate kasha, chiluk melochis minolam. How do we know such a thing, that there's a chiluk melochis, even though all 39 melochis are one aveira, he was over one aveira behelem echad, he brings 39 kobons. Omar Shmuel, Omar Kro, mechaleleho mois yumos. Zakeifel haloshim. Person is Machalo Shabbos, Mois Yumos, Atoire Ripsa Mises Harbei Al Chilul Echad. He was a Machalo Shabbos and this Mises Harbei. So the Gemara, so there's a raya that what? That you bring many kabonis. In fact, the Gemara, hi b'mezik, who's talking about kabonis here? We're speaking, this pasuk is speaking about mezik, Mois Yumos. So the Gemara says, "Imeine in yile meizid." I don't need a pasuk for meizid. The chesiv kolaisa malachi yumes. So tnayin yile shaygeg. Umay yumas. So what's the yumas? By shaygeg, there's no yumas. Yumas b'momin. That'll cost him a lot of money. Zashtik yizunt.
that for each korban, for each malache, he has to buy a different korban. Zogt Rashi. Chiluk malachis shegufay malachis mischalkim lechatois. Pafo pishe behele mecha. Mois yumos miseis harbe. B'momoin lafushi kalbonis. He has to buy a lot of kalbonis. Let us see Tosfos. Im eina inye lemezit dog siv. There's a different pasuk, lois malacha yumas. Vim taima v'leim imein inye lemezit mishum da'otu betreik tole kotlus le'er. Why do you have to bring b'ki? It's poshut, it can't be mezit. You don't kill a person twice. Shloime de'ilav kro achrin de'maisi ava mekmina lahay kro be'mezit. If you wouldn't have had another pasuk by mezit, I would say this pasuk is speaking about mezit. U'mois yumas dibrateire kaloshim b'nei oda. Aber hast du la yitzach le meizet, bachlala eva posit le ischayev mise. Buk milei akocher b'shoigik. So posit is meyuta, so it's coming on shoigik. Lachayev kolben al kol echad vechon, ischayev a kolben on each meloch. So that is the mekoyer of Shmuel. Shmuel learned out for meis yumas chiluk melochis. Frag the Gemara, Shmuel, why do you have to learn now from this drosha? Teipik leichilik melochis, meicha den havkele le Rab Nosson. Rab Nosson had a different limut how to learn out chilik melochis, the sanye. Rabbi Nosson, noime, leisavaru, eish bechel meishveiseichem, v'yoyim ha-shabos. It says in the Pasuk that the one is not permitted to make a eish in Shabbos. Ma talmud loime, it says leisase kol melochis. Lefi shenema vayakel Moishes kol adas bnei Yisrael eile hadvorim asher tziva Hashem la'aseis oisom degem ashei sheshamim teyasa meloche. So the Gemara darshens as follows: Dvorim is two, hadvorim the hey is a ribui is three, eile hadvorim is Eile's Gematria 36. So 36 plus 3 is 39. Eilu shloishim v'teisha melochis shenemru l'moishe b'sina. Yochel ason, so it says first that Eile advorim, this is the 39 melochis. Yochel ason kulam behelam echod einei chayiv ela achat. I would think you only chayev one kolben. So the Ritz Loshen of Rashi would seem, so what's the teretz? So the teretz is, leisavaru eish. It says leisavaru eish, and the lamdus was, the lamdus is, that was, that havore was bechlal de lamed tes melochis. And then it says a special pasuk leisavaru eish bechol meish veiseichem. Dover shahoye bechlal v'yotze min haklal, leila lamed al atzmo yotze, lamed al klal kula yotze, just like havor is an av maloche, and it seems it's you bring a kol mifnei atzmo, it's separated, so by all lamed tes maloches. Fek de gemore teipik lei bechori shevekotzer tishboi, so it seems it's teipik lei, because this is like a kashe. Why do you have to learn from lei sevaru eish? Let's learn now from Bechori Shevakotzer Tishbois. There also, it seems, that there's a Bezunder Rechi of Shvisa and Cherisha in Ktsire. So that is coming to tell us, is this Chiluk Melochis. So the Gemara says, no, Vadayna Yoyim Al Chishva Al Ktsire Chayiv Shtay. I would think, An Chishva Al Ktsire Yechayiv Shtay. Val Kulon Eine Chayiv Ela Achas. So we'll see in Rashi two reasons. Why by Chrishet Ktsir, I wouldn't say it's a Dover Hayotz Min HaKlal. I would say it's a Bazunder Gzeres HaKosov, that Chrishet Ktsir is Chayiv Shtayim. But on all other Molochis, you'll be Chayiv Achas, Tam Eloyma, Leisabar Oesh Bechol, Leisabar Oesh. Havore Bechlal Hoysa, Volom Hayotz is Lahaki Shalom, Volom Eloh. Ma'avore Shiav Moloch Vechayov Nala Bifnei Atzmo, So that is the drosha of Rav Nosson. Zogt Rashi. Um, Ma Talmud Loima, v'loi kvar nema lo yisase kol meloche. So why does he have to tell us it's a barrow age? Dvori, mash metrei, hey, lo rabbi ischad, arei shloisha, eilu begimati lamed vod, arei lamed tes. Talmud teipik loi b'choshe v'kotsa tish b'skleima, b'lav lo yisase barrow. Why do you have to prove him lo yisase barrow? Havel on lemelef mehai, im loisha yesh loisha, v'les yivadichoi. So the Gemara says, no, I couldn't learn from Bechorish v'kotze tishbis, v'adayin in yoyim al-chorish v'kotze chayiv shtayim, im osom behelamecha. Shere yitziyon min haklal l'chalkon, that's klor, from Bechorish v'kotze tishbis, weiss which each one is a bezundere meloche, no bichayiv a bezundere chatos. L'chalkon l'shtayim, umash ma'azore l'kotze l'atzma, v'azore l'chorish l'atzma. There's a bezundere isa an chrishin k'tzire, not as kol meloche. Baval kula machas, the bechada, because all other malachas, the bechada malacha kailinu. All other malachas is asas leisase kol malacha. So mamela, everything is als kol malacha. Bechorish is also as a bezundere isav charisha, bezundere isav ktsire. But all the other 37 malachas is only asas leisase kol malacha. Vechadla. Aye, Rashi says, why should you say that Chrishe and Ketzire is unique? Let us say that that's a Dovah Shoye Bechlal, V'yotzim in the Klal, Oilamid Alatzmai. So, B'dovah Shoye Bechlal, V'yotzim in the Klal, Oilamid Oilamid Leidainin Alay. So, Rashi says there are two reasons. Reason number one, Dahavalei Klal Beloisase. The Torah was Kailo Chrishe and Ketzire with all other Melochis. In Leisase called Meloche. So it was a klal beloisase. Uprat, the Torah was mefart chishin k'tzire be'ese. Veindomim oisoi bechlal uprat. So Rashi seems to say that this mide, dova shahoya bechlal, v'yotzo min a klal, loyla lamed al atzmo yotzo, lamed al klal kula yotzo, this has the same gather of a klal uprat. By a klal uprat, the klal is ein bechlal al masha beprat. That is the longest dover sheyotza min a klal is lamid al a klal kula yotza, because this is a din of a klal uprat. So Rashi says I would only have a din of a klal uprat if the prat is similar to the klal. That means if the prat was also mentioned with a lav. So I say that the lavin of, here the Pasuk tells us there's a separate lav and charish and ktsire, so all other malachas also have separate, they're also separate, but since the separateness of charish and ktsire was mentioned with tishbois, with an essay, in the clouds with a lav, so bechlal is no Indian of dover shoye bechlal v'yotzim in a cloud. Since the yitziya was in a different oifen than the cloud. Inami, Rashi says a second teretz. Have a chorish v'kotzer shnei ksub maboim kechot. This is a dover hamuskim, the second teretz. Faker, if it's dover a yotzim in a klal, a lamed al klal kuloi, so why did the teretz to tell us chorish v'kotzer? Let the teretz tell us chorish, and I'll know kotzer from zich alayim. So why stois, dam ke chorish v'kotzer shnei ksub maboim kechot, v'im alamdim. Tahavale le michtav chat, Talmud loyme loyse varu. So Taisvis the kash is not shleishik suvma boim kechel, zichan hot water, but without seeing Taisvis, or Rashi says like this, after the loyse varu, for some reason or other we'll see in Taisvis it doesn't get enough shleishik suvim. So loyse varu we say falls into the category of dover shoy bechlav yotzim in haklal. V'chorish v'kotzer l'drosh achin. Now I want you, schorish v'kotzer, to tell me that yechayev al kol achas v'achas. Are you schorish v'kotzer l'drosh achin? Iker ha-bekiv l'drosh lo'i bi'almal in yentais v'shviz. Iker ha-bishmoil l'inyin shabbos. Ma'chorish rishus. Af kotzer rishus. L'lamid al kotzer ha-imer sh'doyche shabbos. We learn that kotzer l'ktzir ha-imer is doyche shabbos. בכלל לא יש לו יססה כל מלוך, אלא כי שלא כל שם מלוך, יש נכלו אימא בכלל, שזו מידה בתויר, כל דבר שאי בכלל, ויוצא מן הכלל, ללמד, ללמד על עצמו יוצא, ללמד על כלל כולו יוצא.